What if everything you thought you knew about sales was completely backward? In 2016, former NFL linebacker turned real estate coach Steve Shull discovered this truth when he read Chris Voss's negotiation book. Their subsequent collaboration, The Full Fee Agent, challenges the fundamental approach to real estate sales. Instead of the traditional chase-convince-close cycle that leaves agents exhausted and underpaid, they introduce a revolutionary concept, tactical empathy. This approach isn't just another sales technique, it's a complete paradigm shift that recognizes a profound truth. You can't overcome emotion with logic. You must work with emotions, not against them. Imagine maintaining your full commission while doing less work with better clients. Sound impossible? That's exactly what agents nationwide are achieving by applying these principles. The secret isn't working harder, it's understanding the hidden psychological forces that drive every human interaction. 7 key psychological forces shape client behavior. Past behavior predicts future actions. Minds are rarely truly open. Humans default to negativity, with 70% of the amygdala processing negative emotions. Fear of loss outweighs potential gains 2-to-1. Compromise breeds dissatisfaction. People fiercely guard their autonomy. And mental pictures of potential futures drive decisions. Here's a crucial insight. Most clients who say they're interviewing agents have already chosen. You're either the favorite, 80% chance, or the fool, 20% chance. Traditional approaches ignore this, wasting time chasing every lead. As the fool, you attract halves, hard, annoying, lame, and frustrating clients. As the favorite, you get e-elfs, easy, lucrative, and fun relationships with upfront commitment. 5 questions reveal your status. Did they call you specifically? Do you match their ideal agent profile? Can you connect emotionally? Is the conversation collaborative? Are they resistant to upfront commitment? Remember, losing business quickly is better than losing it slowly. What's your real value as an agent? It's not your market knowledge, negotiation skills, or marketing prowess. Your only lasting competitive advantage is trust. When clients trust you, everything works better. More transparency, effective collaboration, faster results, and less nagging. Most agents waste hours preparing elaborate listing presentations, trying to differentiate themselves with more information than competitors. But real estate isn't rocket science. Your competitors offer similar services. Since clients can't verify your claims before working with you, they rely on how they feel about you. Trust develops incrementally through interactions where you demonstrate understanding. Though counterintuitive, taking the indirect route, prioritizing trust building over short-term results, is actually faster. The key is detaching from your own feelings. Your anxiety about being liked, frustration about not being heard, and hope for commissions all block trust formation. Contrary to conventional wisdom, your value isn't in what you say, but in how you listen. When you catch yourself explaining, stop immediately. It means you're focused on yourself again. As Reagan said, if you're explaining, you're losing. Your role isn't to save clients from bad decisions, but to provide information that helps them decide for themselves. Most agents avoid tough conversations, focusing only on positives during recruitment and delaying inevitable problems. While this seems protective, it actually erodes trust. Like buffalo charging into storms, effective agents address issues head-on as they arise. A straight-shooter approach isn't about brutal honesty, but about combining truth with empathy. When you sense negative emotions, name them directly. You seem upset, frustrated, disappointed. This simple act of labeling emotions helps reduce their impact. When delivering bad news, start with, "I have some bad news." These words mentally prepare clients, making the actual news less shocking. Anticipate and acknowledge their potential negative reactions, then give them silence to process. This space isn't awkward. It's necessary for understanding. Where does your responsibility end and the client's begin? Most agents instinctively try to solve every problem and make every decision, driven by fear about the outcome. This approach not only creates anxiety when things don't go perfectly, but it also violates clients' autonomy, making them resent you rather than appreciate your expertise. Your role is to point out possible paths and walk beside clients, preserving their autonomy. You're not responsible for the outcome. You're accountable for doing what you say you'll do. The only things truly under your control are how you market listings, search for properties, and conduct yourself with other agents. Everything else is the client's decision, with you as their educator and guide. When clients need to make difficult decisions, like cutting a listing price, who proposes the idea makes all the difference. If you say, "We need to cut the price by 10%, you create resistance. But if your client reaches that conclusion themselves, you're suddenly collaborating. Whatever you want clients to do, they need to think it's their idea, or at least feel it was entirely their choice. Remember, nothing in this business is ever about you. Your emotions and desires have no place here. People naturally resist saying yes, but feel comfortable saying no. When clients say no, they become more receptive listeners because their autonomy feels protected. Traditional sales techniques that try to force yes responses through commitment-building questions often backfire, creating suspicion and resistance. Instead, leverage the power of no by using no-oriented questions that advance the conversation. Examples include, "Would you be opposed to me sharing a story?" Or, "Would it be unreasonable to schedule a Zoom call?" These questions give clients control while moving discussions forward. Calibrated questions starting with how or what encourage deeper engagement. When clients ask your opinion, redirect responsibility back to them. "If it were me, I would, but it's your decision. How do you want to proceed?" This approach shows respect while maintaining their autonomy in decision-making. Most agents discount their fees before clients even ask, driven by fear about commissions. They believe charging full fees, 6%, is impossible for success, creating a divide between those who charge full rates and those who discount. When asked about fees, most agents immediately reduce their rates unprompted. Research reveals that when customers contact vendors, price isn't even in their top five concerns. They prioritize finding the right fit. If you're their favorite, they'll pay full fee. If you're the fool, no discount matters. Discounting becomes a harmful habit, with discount clients requiring more effort while delivering less value. Clients pay 6% because they trust your competency and transparency. Fear drives discounting, fear of insufficient business or losing to competitors. But sellers care more about how they'll be taken care of than your fee. Focus on being their trusted representative rather than defending your rates. This shifts the conversation from numbers to trust. The key transformation happens when you release your own fears and conditioning about convincing people. Using tactical empathy, stop fighting and focus on giving your best to each situation. This approach transforms both your business and life.